Sword Song by Bernard Cornwell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Sword Song by Bernard Cornwell. Prologue. Darkness. Winter. A night of frost and no moon. We floated on the River Thames, and beyond the boat's high bow I could see the stars reflected on the shimmering water. The river was in spate, as melted snow fed it from countless hills. The winterbournes were flowing from the chalk uplands of Wessex. In summer those streams would be dry, but now they foamed down the long green hills and filled the river and flowed to the distant sea. Our boat, which had no name, lay close to the Wessex bank. North across the river lay Mercia. Our bows pointed upstream. We were hidden beneath the leafless, bending branches of three willow trees, held there against the current by a leather mooring rope tied to one of those branches. There were 38 of us in that nameless boat, which was a trading ship that worked the upper reaches of the Thames. The ship's master was called Raller, and he stood beside me with one hand on the steering oar. I could hardly see him in the darkness, but knew he wore a leather jerkin and had a sword at his side. The rest of us were in leather and mail, had helmets and carried shields, axes, swords or spears. Tonight, we would kill. Sitrick, my servant, squatted beside me and stroked a whetstone along the blade of his short sword. She said.